Resident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprint, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this April the 27th on the West Coast, now April the 28th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. I'd like to welcome all those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world and on BlogTalkRadio.com. And want to thank folks for all the response to last night's show. Dr. H. Watt and I spoke about this Senate bill, number 510, Senate bill 510. And what is that? That is the Safe Food Administration Act. Evidently, you are not capable of growing safe food in your own yard. I've never heard anything so ridiculous, but then it's getting more ridiculous by the minute, actually. I was going to say by the day or by the hour. No, it's by the minute it gets ridiculous. While that's going on, we are learning that there are not going to be any cost of living increases for us, the people, in our social security benefits. To the contrary, the House and Senate have given themselves raises, and that money is going to be coming out of your Social Security benefits. The Social Security Administration is funding $24 million for new electronic medical records processing for our congressmen and our senators. They are obtaining these funds, according to the Social Security website, from the savings to be generated from withholding cost of living increases for 2010 and 2011 in Social Security benefits for the elderly and a $2 increase on all Medicare prescription benefit copay. This is obscene what's going on, and all the while, guess what? The county where I live has sent out a newspaper now. There's a whole newspaper for getting the swine flu shot. It's amazing what is going on in this country. Good news is the state of Ohio is suing some of the financial corporations on Wall Street for the corruption in the real estate market. Seems they may be even listening to this show. Because the word is getting out about companies like Goldman Sachs, and they named some smaller ones. But what's interesting is Goldman Sachs is under the fire now by the SEC. Some time ago, I reported that there were 2.2 trillion dollars. Let me backtrack. 2.2 trillion shares of non-existent or phantom CMKM / CMKX gold, diamond mine stock. Okay, CMKM / CMKX is a diamond mining venture, and they have filed a $3.87 trillion lawsuit against the SEC. The SEC, in turn, has filed a suit or charges. I don't know exactly what it is because I haven't read the whole thing, but they are investigating the sale of 2.2 trillion shares of this stock, phantom stock, that they did not have. This is the kind of corruption that's going on here, folks. So we've got Wall Street doing it. We've got Washington, D.C. doing it. And I have to tell you, I am almost finished posting all of this this piece that I've been talking about, the Eisenhower follow-up piece. and going through the documents, posting them on the links. It's very graphic intensive because there were so many documents supporting my research. You're going to find it fascinating. You're also going to find it troubling, and certainly those that played a role in this are going to find it more troubling. That's the neat thing about the truth coming out, is that their own documents are going to bury them. And this time for real, because there are so many phony funerals that went on, so many phony cemetery plots, so many phony bank accounts, VA benefits being paid to aliases. I would guess now the guy that got Eisenhower the birth certificate had over 100 aliases, if not 1,000 aliases. And you can't find any of these people with a specific birth date other than what they have in their obituary. And the obituary is where they catalog who's moving on in terms of where they've shuffled the properties, where they've moved the money from one state to another, or one county to another, or one city to another. It's the same thing that's going on today. So pay close attention to what's going on, especially in Wall Street and Washington, D.C. These guys are getting caught left and right. Now, is anything going to be done about it? I think nothing unless we do something about it, unless we speak out. And I mean speak out. You've got to do it on a local basis, a county basis, a state level, and let the federal government deal with the issue from the backlash of all the states. This cannot continue, folks. It cannot. And if you don't do anything about it, if you don't wake up and smell the coffee, you're going to lose everything you have to a bunch of criminals. In the process of even just organizing all this information I have, I wanted to check up on a date and that. And Lyndon Baines Johnson. Lyndon Baines Johnson also has some very questionable issues in his own biographical accounts. I've got three different accounts on when the guy got married and when he met his wife, Lady Bird Johnson. Can't seem to corroborate any of it, but I guess that's another story. After I finish the Eisenhower piece, I'm moving on to the final part of the trilogy, The Three Stooges Go to Washington, and Hillary Clinton. So get ready for that one. That one is going to make a whole lot of sense after having done the Eisenhower piece. It's going to make lots of sense. Well, I will end my rant on this wonderful Tuesday evening or Wednesday morning or Wednesday afternoon, wherever you may happen to be around the world, and bring on tonight's guest. He himself has worked as a polymer chemist, and he is a chemtrail opposition researcher, frequent guest on this show, as well as on Dr. H. U. Ott's The Story Behind the Story. In fact, he has already hosted that show and will be doing that again this week. And he's been on many other shows. He's been on with Alex Jones, I think, Coast to Coast with George Norrie. Maybe it was Art Bell, I think, possibly. We'll clarify that. But he's with us tonight, and his name is Dr. Mike Castle. Dr. Castle, welcome to the show.
Don, thank you very much for having me. I feel very privileged as usual, and I'll put in at about 8 degrees flat for this crosswind takeoff on the good ship Due Diligence here.
Okay, I know you are following lots of things. You guys got blasted with chemtrails today, didn't you?
Oh, we certainly did.
We had three days of rain and thunderstorms, and then they're up there spraying again. What do you suppose the problem is this time?
Well, they're drying. They've put their desiccants in the air. This is along with the before dawn high altitude reflectance.
Mm-hmm.
Those are there. Then we get a ground fall then, which takes about 6 to 8 hours in normal wind conditions, but we've had blustery north-northwest winds today. Massive amounts of the chemtrails with the dibromides. You could tell that they had the desiccants in them. Those, in fact, are to dry the air up. Did you notice this thing coming off from the west, this big bow? It's like a big bow arc.
Yes.
Coming right across. Well, much of that higher altitude winds might contain this fungus that they spotted over on the west coast, in the northwest in particular. They're doing all they can to, in fact, pull this stream of poisons and fungi over and let it eddy down and groundfall somewhere in the Midwest or the East Coast, maybe both. But they've been very, very busy little snakes, I can tell you. Looking at what they're, some of the things that you had mentioned coming on, I listened to Lynn Horowitz here just before your show. Lots of good information flow. It looks like there's now another polio pandemic on the horizon.
Polio. I thought we had that cured.
Exactly. Well, I can tell you that they kept a sample and they kept it alive. They've done a lot of things, I believe, to recombine this and put it into different methodologies, in fact, which you can get it. But guess what? They got a vaccine for it again. How about that?
Now,
I heard you say about Cleveland, you know, advertising, get your vaccine. Get your, which one is up there? Which one's going to get you guys?
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention polio, because we've been talking about the long-legged Mac Daddy, and recently I renamed him the short-legged Mac Daddy. You think it has anything to do with that?
It probably does. I have a question. Can a snake get polio?
That's a good question. Maybe. It's quite possible. I think in these days and times, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Well,
I appreciate you having me on the show tonight. What you and True had talked about last night with the food safety bill. Oh, yeah. All that's, I heard it all day long on the shows. I'm glad to report. Also, I heard in most of the shows today, especially to the call-ins, people calling in asking about the chemtrails. Oh, is that ever music to my ears? Plus many other millions of people calling in and asking questions about this. What are these things? Michael Murphy, I think you're familiar with that name. He's recently came out with some more videos. extremely well put together, well versed. He was on Blog Talk Radio today with Ruben Torres.
Mm-hmm.
He had an interview there, and lots of good information flow. And I just love it because it seems to be going out everywhere for all types of individuals that, in fact, have just arrived here, awake and ticked off. And why are they doing this? So that is a flow. That is a flow that just continues to ebb, and it will continue to flow. We got a full moon tonight, so we should have a good flow tonight.
Oh, yes, yes. I noticed. I noticed that. Now, I want to, if I can, just for a moment, there was something you mentioned last night's show, and we had a caller, Eve, from California, who was recommending that folks look at the movie Food Incorporated. I'd actually seen that a while ago, and I wasn't aware that it was online. We were giving out several web addresses for people to try to see that movie. If you go to, and I'm going to give you the exact address to get to the site where they have an absolutely awesome version of that movie. Basically, if you have broadband, or I think even just regular old DSL, you will be able to watch this movie in high definition, and there is no jitter in it. There is not one audio blip. It is it is immaculate. You can watch it on your monitor full screen as well, as you can many of these flash videos. It's downloadable if you download a particular program that's also there for free on the site. It's called Graboid, and it's available for all formats of computers. So I recommend going to www.documentary-log.com. One more time, that's www.documentary-log.com. The other web addresses that we were given were working. Some required the prefix of the three W's, and then some of them didn't. Some of them were absolutely empty pages. So I think people were just getting excited and mixed up. But this site has many, many documentary films on it, as you can tell by the address. So I want to let people know that if you're interested in looking at Food Incorporated, you're going to find that very, very important movie. They're interviewing meat producers, chicken ranches, and what you're going to see there is that there was only one of a host of chicken ranchers working for Tyson Foods that actually would say on camera what is really going on. And Eve described that on the show last night during her call. It's, you'll see with your own eyes that she's not making this up. It's sad, and we have to do something about the abuse to animals. I feel metaphysically that it's okay to eat animals if they're raised with love and in healthy conditions. Stacking them on top of each other in the dark, where they're basically living and eating in their own feces, is not something that's healthy for those animals. It's torture. It's abuse. And these people are selling even the dead animals. We're talking about animals that died of disease and died of this overcrowding and what other ailments that that they would incur in the process of living in those conditions. And they're threatened. The breeders are threatened to lose their contract with these big corporations. And Tyson Foods is one that was known to have gotten a lot of money when Bill Clinton was governor in Arkansas. So there are political favors being played here. And the way they keep these people quiet about what's going on is they put them in debt. It's very expensive for them to build these chicken houses. I think they said somewhere around $230,000 per house. Basically, all the chickens are just sitting on the floor on a two-sided trough, and it's sad. It really is. Then they come out with improvements, and if you don't get these improvements built into the buildings, which is just to pad the pockets of people that are into building contracts, they are then going to take away your franchise or your privileges to raise these chickens under those conditions. It's appalling. And this one lady had the courage to stand up and tell the truth about what was going on. Of course, she lost her job. She lost her stake in this. And they say in a very short time, people are easily into debt, at least $500,000, if not more. Some of them have anywhere from 4 to 16 of these buildings on their property, and they're enclosed. There's no light. These animals are living in the most horrible conditions you can imagine. And you want to talk about a food safety bill? They're going to tell us that we can't grow food on our own property with love and care and cleanliness? And they're raising animals in absolute filth. And they're feeding animals, other animals. They're feeding cows chickens. And they're feeding cows genetically modified corn. and the descriptions about how quickly they're growing chickens, instead of doing it over a normal lifespan, they're doing it in a fraction of the time, making them much larger. And they're doing this with all sorts of drugs and foods that they really shouldn't be eating. So what we're getting when it gets into the human food chain is just a reflection on that same vibration. If you look at it as vibration, it's a low vibration where these animals are being raised. Not by the intent of many of the producers. There is an outdoor beef farm where, and chicken farm where they're talking about how wonderful their animals are because they're grown and they're bred and grown outside. And with love, they have everything they need. They're eating natural grass, for example, the cows. They're not eating chicken and genetically modified corn from a trough, while they're not allowed to even leave the very stall that they're in. And again, it's one of these big buildings where they're standing in their own excrement, and at least knee high, if not higher. It's just appalling. But we have to educate ourselves as to what's going on. And we have to stand up to this insanity that's coming out of Washington. Dr. Castle, I don't mean to go on so long, but, you know, I know how you feel about these things, too.
Well, yeah, Don, one of the things, for years I've been a certified environmental risk auditor. I'm the one that's called when a bank wants a phase one environmental assessment on commercial property or farm property or corporate farm property or industrial property. Pick one. I've been to these 2-acre manure lagoons that are sitting in the middle of a field somewhere, which have been dug by the DNR or they participated. There's virtually no liner except a layer of clay and maybe 2 or 3 inches of clay, and they pay out the nose to have somebody haul that in. And then they fill this full of the waste and the washings from all these confined feedlots. The first time I ever done a phase one on a hog farm, one of these commercial feedlots up in Dark County, Ohio, I just, that's the day I stood at the edge of this 1.5 million gallon manure lagoon, and in fact, got a smell of a stench. As long as you protected your nose and didn't breathe in one of those massive, huge black flies that were just by the millions and millions around this pile of stench. That's the day that I remember what the day that the flavor of bacon was no longer something that I wanted to have. Just anything pork, I didn't want to eat it because I'm still a little bit like that. But when you around the calves, you know, for that type of beef, mm-hmm. they feed them only powdered milk, and the manure lagoons associated with that, it is just unbelievable. Now, a lot of chicken barns, a lot of chicken force feed for egg production, and you are absolutely right. They are actually, they've got little burrows in the middle of their excrement within a couple of inches of the one beside it. On both sides and above it. It's just the most nightmarish thing you can possibly imagine. And that is where food comes from today. From these, I don't have a word for them. They're not farmers. They're not raising anything. They're essentially growing things.
They're production lines is what they are. You know.
And feeding them the GMO, in fact, which further is causative of all of these things that come from that meat. And should you eat it? Absolutely not. What should you do? Let's just stop eating it first, and then we'll find out. Like you suggested, there's someone who raises livestock and cattle and things of that nature, including dairy, some dairy, in fact. But see, the Food Safety Board does a very good job of making sure that no one, in fact, is going to get raw milk. I mean, they're going to start setting up roadblocks to keep you from drinking raw milk. Does that tell everybody something about nutrition? I mean, what are they protecting us from? Oh, coliform bacteria in the spinach? I don't think so. It just goes from there.
Yeah, I was going to mention, now, there is probably the best Longhorn beef ranch or farm, since we don't have ranches in Ohio, in southeastern Ohio, owned by Daryl Dickinson, and Dickinson's Longhorn Ranch or farm. He is probably the number one producer of the highest quality of beef in the country. And his animals are out there in nature. They're grown and taken care of with love. And even the way he packages the meat is very, what's the word I want to use? Well, we could say civil. It's done, with heart. And he really takes pride in the quality of the work that he does. Now, he also raises turkeys. And again, it's the top of the line, processing that he does. And, his food, that he produces on his farm is storable in cans, has a 5-year shelf life. I don't know of anyone else out there that produces such a product. In fact, when you watch this movie, Food Incorporated, you're probably going to rethink your thoughts on fast food hamburgers. There's a lot that is covered in that too, because they're not just attacking the producers, they're attacking or let's say revealing the truth about what's going on in the fast food industry. So people need to really pay attention to this, because you wonder why people are so obese and out of shape and have so many different ills, aches and pains and disease. It's bad enough that they're spraying things on us and trying to give it to us through the pharmaceuticals and the vaccinations. But to put it in the food, and they've been doing this for years, as you well know. As a polymer chemist, you know quite a bit about how the body works and how chemicals work with all kinds of materials.
Yeah, and Don, the one thing that's most significant is that you can have a silo full of corn right beside your house. But did you know that in certain ages, like today, you can virtually starve to death, because that corn isn't intended to go locally. It's intended to go globally.
Mm-hmm.
And then stack that on top of the fact that you can probably eat more than your share of that genetically mutated synthetic food in that silo in some way or form.
Mm-hmm.
And but you will still starve to death, because you can't extract the mineralization that your body needs, even though you've got all that going through it. That's what they've done. They've reduced the nutrient value of these things, plus they've picked up the adulteration of the chemicals that are used to grow them. All that in combination is part and parcel, if not the direct cause of colon cancers and all these other digestive intestinal maladies and things that are popping up everywhere, plus what you said about the pandemic for diabetes, if there is such a thing, that's there. Then they put nitrogen in the hamburgers. That has its own method of, in fact, addicting you, along with the MSG. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. It's just, you know, we're in Ohio, and I do want to, in fact, say something not real good about Congressman Pat Teaberry. You know, he's one of those guys, he was a former real estate agent, seems to have been groomed very, very well by a very big corporation right here in this neck of the woods. And that corporation, in fact, is very, very diversified in all sorts of things, including the things that we've talked about already, the chemtrails. They've got an entire fleet of spray Gulfstream jet spray aircraft located in Oklahoma City, and they use them. They've got this reverse eductors on them. They're things that stick out of the side of these that they spray things out of. Now, am I making accusations that we can't prove? No, we've got photographs of all this stuff. We've got information from inside. Well, this is the same T-Berry. This is the same idiot. He's an idiot. He voted with the Democrats to pass the food safety bill in Congress this past year. Yeah, that's T-Berry. That's GMO. That's ConAgra. That's Monsanto. That's DuPont. That's Battelle. That's all the things that we're talking about in action right now. We'll starve you to death if the food doesn't poison you first. So it's just such an amalgamation of things. And in fact, why would you want to have this man sitting in the seat that's supposed to represent Ohio or any state in this union when he's absolutely corporate fascist, bought and paid for? And here's the list I'm looking for, Don. I've got the word out. I'm looking for the list of 135, mostly congressmen and senators, mostly congressmen, that took some of the bailout money. They took a chunk of it, and they've got it deposited in offshore banks. I'm looking for that list. And when I do, I'm going to call you and ask you if I can get on the show. We're going to read that list. But you want to make a little side wager who's on there and who's not in Ohio?
I have some guesses.
Yours are mostly intuitive, but that's okay.
I've come up with some names. In fact, you just mentioned ConAgra, and while I was tracing one of Lonnie Roberts' aliases, it led me right to ConAgra.
Is that right?
Oh, yes, sir. We're talking about, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Okay? This was going on, so.
Yeah. It is sort of almost macabrely fascinating how they've kept these agendas and these games in play all these years, isn't it? And it's just like the farmers that in fact have moved to the modern day modernization for food safety. I mean, what an absolute joke!
Yeah,
that is an absolute joke. Modernization and these poor farmers, these are the ones that in fact, and I'm not being disrespectful, but I've been there before, sitting at a restaurant and eating Ohio and watching these old guys, these farmers eat their breakfast, and they like to eat there at the pancake house at the eating place, and they meet there every week morning, and they're out there planting and getting their farm and doing this and that, and you can hear them just sitting there talking about, I'm going to have to go down and get my chemicals, going to have to order my chemicals for next year. And they're serious. That's the only thing these people have on their mind, as opposed to growing something that, in fact, can be put into food that we can eat and have zero side effects from the various mutation that comes from it. But it's just like a nightmare world. This chemical world is, in fact, and I will tell you, and in agreement with a number of people across the globe, in just discussions and emails, this thing seems to be splittering up. It's starting to splinter. Oh, is that wonderful news? I want there to be a demise of all of the chemical world. And if we keep pushing, like so many others out there are talking right now, we can do this. We can get back to something that is fundamentally not going to kill you when you ingest it, or it's not going to kill the earth in the process of raising it or growing it. So I think there's a number of good minds that are on the right track. I wrote about this in, 2003 with my first paper about the corporate things. And they do. They manipulate weather to create droughts. Then they wash, they change the weathers. They're doing all this, in fact, as weapons against mankind. And I can't wait for the tribunals to start, the war crimes tribunals, because this is wars against mankind globally.
Yes, and this is not going to be another Operation Paperclip. You know, you brought up a point that, you know, people allowed this to happen. You said that, it's amazing, basically, I'm paraphrasing what you said, that no one noticed that this was going on. Well, people generally had the opinion, and I'm sure there's not one person listening, even in the intelligence agencies, that doesn't doubt or has never doubted that there was corruption in Washington, D.C., or in any other political office in any state in this union. The fact that that we had other things to consider all those many years was probably as good enough a reason as any other to not investigate any of this. But once you start digging into it and start revealing all the lies and discovering actually what they're doing and what they've done, why change it? In other words, from their perspective, why change what we're doing? So you cannot doubt that when they know, if the people know that it's corrupt, they certainly know it's corrupt because they're the ones doing it. So they're not covering it up amongst themselves, but they're certainly putting on a different mask for the public. Now, if that's the case, then we're noticing their system, as they've created it, is totally falling apart. Well, you can only be a parasite on a body for so long until you consume the body. And there's nothing else to parasitize. And that's why their system is falling apart. Now, simultaneously, people are looking for the truth, and they're finding it, and they're doing the research. I'm not alone in that. You aren't alone in it. We can think of hundreds of people that have done that work, if not thousands. And there are millions now who are looking at this. They haven't seen the whole picture. They're misguided in a lot of what they're accepting, but at least they're looking at something besides the boob tube.
More arriving every day.
Yeah, that's good news. So, you know, the thing is that they're supposed to take care of business. They're getting paid to take care of business, but they're not taking care of our business. They're taking care of their own business. So doing this and covering up all the corruption is conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking the law as they do with with impunity is conspiracy. The stock market, the very financial structure of this country, and the Federal Reserve and the Treasury, they're all in cahoots together on this. And it's going to reveal itself. So it's no surprise that Goldman Sachs is under the gun right now. They should be, but they're not alone in that by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, when you tie the historical deeds that they've performed, these ritual sacrifices that they call acts of God and the travesties of war and the growing pains of a nation, whatever you want to call it, it's all based on corruption. It's all based on these subversive secret societies and political groups. Most are of a satanic origin, and their only desire is to destroy what God has created. It doesn't matter if you're talking about food or real estate or buildings or children. It doesn't matter. They're hell bent on destroying the creation. And that's really, what they're afraid of. Their fear is that they've been caught. They're found out. You know,
their fear is they're going to fail.
Well, they have already. Well,
you know, they've already got the news that they're going to. They're going to fail miserably. We've seen that before, from the NSA spies and the hackers and the Z-bots and all these types of things that, in fact, are designed, if you will, to capture what we're thinking and try to divert and deflect us and send in just minions of these new people that are like instant Johnny on the spot, and they're going to help save everything, and they lead a whole crowd of people in a different direction. Oh, are these ever despots? They really are. But you know, you've got, Don, you've got to understand, let me throw something in here. In my primary research that I was doing back in 2002 and 3 and then in 4 and then all through there. I never stopped focusing and looking at universities and academia and just how every one of these things that we've just talked about tonight that are being used as a weapon against humanity, because the agenda is genocide, ladies and gentlemen. That is the agenda. Whether you can handle that or not, that's what it's about. But it's not just about killing you. It's about your children, your seed. They, in fact, are by design, by these academia and research and all these patents and all these graduate students, they all went and bought and paid for by these bunch of monsters for your children, in fact, to come out of these universities. And the only thing they know how to talk about is how to develop and further develop these weapons or raise these new innovations, in fact, become a stakeholder. Again, it's the poisons that they put in the air. Oh, this is good for us, along with the geoengineering. A lot of people on the West Coast are doing a masterful job of exposing the AAAS. And these are the geoengineering scientists. I don't even want to repeat those words because that is such a fundamental misnomer. These people are not scientists in any way, shape, or form. At best, they, in fact, are bad liars in denying that they're even putting chemtrails into the air. All these things, in fact, are not occurring. They continue to tell people. But that's coming to the forefront. But again, all these minions are so busy, in fact, keeping this matrix moving. And just like you, I can see that starting to fail. Can't you? I can see it starting to falter and fail. That just gives me hope. But people, press on. Don't give up the pressure. Keep pushing. All the vaccines, the whole thing. As long as we're keenly aware of that vaccine needle, in fact, when it jabbed, just imagine that jab being just one fork of the devil's tine. Just imagine that. And I believe that's what it is, because it, in fact, was developed by a bunch of satanic, worshiping, homosexual, inbred monsters. That's all the people are at the very top of this, what, pyramid? I don't really know where to put them anymore in a place, but they're not spiritual, only demonic, and they are the worst news that this planet's ever seen. And they've done this before. This goes back thousands of years, Don. That is really the story behind all this story, but you know, in an hour and so show, it's kind of hard to zoom through this thing. But you know, I think we're on the right track. I got a good feeling about this thing just splintering and starting to neutralize, don't you? I really do.
Oh yeah.
Don't want to take our guards down, but that just is good information.
Well, you know, I got into a conversation with somebody early today about history, and we've talked about this. You and I and others on the show have talked about how history was written by the victors. At least it has been. And we were talking about what's on the mainstream media, and someone on NPR evidently today. I don't know the show. I don't know who the co-hosts on the show, but there were two men who co-host a show on National Public Radio, and one of them sort of slipped and said that he was looking and reading some reports about chemtrails, and he said, you know, this is pretty serious what they're finding in the chemtrails. There's new things coming me out. And the other guy says, well, of course, you know, that's all a bunch of bunk, right? And he says, no, I've looked at this very carefully, and it appears that these people know what they're talking about. But of course, though, this is just a prank you're pulling on us. This isn't real, and everybody knows that that's just madness. And he goes, no, he says, chemtrails are real. You know, he just came right out and said it. And I heard something a bit more. I couldn't stay on that topic. However, I was led to conclude that, notice I didn't use the word believe.
I've noticed that.
I was led to conclude that this individual may have lost his job, maybe both of them for that matter, on NPR, because they don't want that to come out on NPR.
Oh, absolutely not. I've even called into that show back in 2002, 2003, 2004, talking about this very topic, actually bringing the topic up when they had some left, whatever it was, I don't know. I just called them pointy heads at the time. They're still pointy heads to me, but that's how their brain works. But they, in fact, were on there talking about other things, and at the time, it was just in the cursory mood, cursory effects of a global warming back then. I called in with a question, and so did someone else. Someone else from Ohio called in and asked about the chemtrails. They couldn't shuffle us off the phone fast enough. But as soon as you recite that word anymore, it, like with NPR, it triggers something. They refuse to let that word filter through to the microphone.
Yeah.
Absolutely will not do it. Times are changing, though.
Yes. Times are changing right now on Evident Footprints. We've got Eve on the line.
Wonderful.
In California. Eve, welcome to Evident Footprints. Question
good
or comment?
Good evening, gentlemen. And thank you so much, Mr. Nikoloff, for updating people on that Food Incorporated. That was excellent. And I hope a lot of people are able to get to that site and benefit from the information that is there and what you told them. And to add to that, if I may, there's another very good website. It's called organicconsumers.org. And when people go to that page, they will see Millions Against Monsanto campaign. A lot of other articles are involved in the organic farming, so on and so forth. But this Millions Against Monsanto, there is a site in that section, if you go to, it says, sign Millions Against Monsanto petition. This petition will be physically delivered to Monsanto and related court hearings, okay? Follow that page down, and you will see that we have Clarence Thomas, prior to being the Supreme Court judge, who put George W. Bush in office. Clarence Thomas was Monsanto's lawyer, okay? Now he's seen on our Supreme Court. Now, I just heard tonight on Coast to Coast that the California court told Monsanto that they could not grow their alfalfa in California. Well, now Monsanto is taking it to the Superior Court. And now we have Clarence Thomas, who was
the Supreme Court.
I'm sorry. You're right. The Supreme Court, not Superior. Supreme Court. And,
you're probably right in a way, but
yeah, I just said it wrong. He is on the Supreme Court, not Superior Supreme Court. But anyway, they're going to take it to Superior Court, and they already know, and they have data that confirms that this genetically modified corn and soy in particular, the test of run, and I'm sure you've probably already heard about this, where the testicles of the rats turn blue. They're pretty much sterile. The babies, if there's any pups born, I believe they said about 40% of the pups die. The list goes on and on, okay? So what they're trying to do is, you know, prey on people's ignorance and get these crops out in the market. And furthermore, stop the other farmers, which the organic farmers, from even growing organic food and labeling it as such. So anyway, this is an excellent website. It has a lot of information about organics, and they're focusing a lot on Monsanto. They're up on it all the time. They show how farmers are being taken out simply because of the blowover from these genetically modified crops that end up in their field, and then the Monsanto Gestapo come over and say, okay, now you owe us. You owe us for those plants that are growing in your field.
Yeah, it's cross-pollination.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And the courts are ruling in the favor of Monsanto at this point in time. But I'm sure once people become more aware of this, that tide will change. And we do have the ability to change all of that just by buying the right foods in the store. If you can't read what's in the label, if you don't understand the word that's on it, then it's probably made in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now,
you know,
if I can comment, I just, you know, I leave it up to people whether or not they want to sign a petition.
Mm-hmm.
If you send a petition to Monsanto, that's like sending them genetically modified food. they don't care what's in the petition. However, if you put that petition in the form of an affidavit or a lawsuit, or get those same people to fill out affidavits and put that in a lawsuit, I think it would take on a totally different character. You know, the petition can go in the trash can, as soon as they receive it. Doesn't mean anything to them.
You're probably right.
And that's, I mean, look at what we've had happen with the corrupt elections, 2000 and 2004. And believe me, there have been many, many more than that. I'm writing, rewriting history on corrupt elections and corrupt infiltrators into our government. So if you have an infiltrator at the top, the whole election is corrupt. It doesn't matter. The whole thing and all the laws that are created. So the petition is just, you know, it's a way to voice something, but there are other ways to say something than put your name and address and whatever information they're asking for. Doesn't mean a damn to them because they already have a petition of 300 million people in all their records. You see, they know
mm-hmm.
who we are. They already know that. But what they haven't seen is people coming forth and saying something. I'm just giving you my own opinion on this, but
mm-hmm.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah,
I'm not asking people to sign a petition to listen to my radio show. I hope and pray that people listen, and that they tell others to do that. Okay, that's how the information gets out there. Now, what you know, you have the kind of spirit that I wish everybody in this country had. That you love your country and you care about the people and you care about yourself and your family. And certainly you didn't subscribe to this corruption that we're undergoing and experiencing. Neither did I. Neither did Dr. Castle. We're talking about it because we're fearless. We're not afraid to talk about it. So that's what people have to learn to do is take back their power.
I think they've labeled us belligerent now, haven't they? We're belligerent.
Well, that's their opinion, isn't it?
Yeah, right. I've always called this stepping out belligerent courage. Couldn't find anything else to hang on. Eve, I would like to say one thing about the GMO in California and the lawsuits of the the blowover, the cross-pollination effect. If those farmers, in fact, were sued by Monsanto for that, if they would just countersue immediately for destruction of the growing nutrients and the soils that, in fact, because the genetically mutated organisms, in fact, will completely ruin their soils from growing other crops or any other crops in there without vast, copious amounts of chemicals. That's destroying the soil, and that's been proven. I mean, I've just seen that myself personally from, unfortunately, a bird seed that my better half had purchased and put it outside. And this was years ago, but it had cracked corn in it. And there was a space about, a foot diameter where the spillover was from the feeder. And, of course, I kept mowing it. You know, we have corn coming up out of the ground from pieces of the corn kernel, not the whole kernel as you would think you would need, but from pieces. nothing still will grow in that spot. Looks about the diameter of a beach ball. But now I put some minerals on it, and now it's coming back. But no, not even grass nor weeds would grow in there. If farmers would sue for destruction of their nutrient values of their own properties, I think that would, in fact, be a good counter effect to a lawsuit drawn by Monsanto. And also, looking at your congressional and in California or wherever you might be, what's their voting record on that food safety bill? And if they voted for it, please take those people out of their offices. You that know, would be a central focus right now.
You brought up a very interesting point. You know, they sell this technology of genetically modifying foods to the public in general, because they say, well, we don't, and this is a quote, I'm paraphrasing a quote from Food Incorporated, where they say, we used to determine that a farmer could grow, let's say, 10 bushels of corn on an acre of land, and now he can grow 200 bushels of corn on an acre of land. And that's a good thing, but it's not nutritious food. So if people are not able to survive on the food and animals are dying, and Eve brought up a very good point about even the lab mice. I had a guest on my show last week, Allison Jones, who's been studying vaccines for over 25 years, and her brother is a chemist with General Foods. And he complained to his superiors, according to Allison, that his lab rats were dying from the foods that they were being given. These genetically modified foods were causing their blood to dry out in their bodies. Now, the blue testicles that you described come from no oxygenation through the circulatory system. That's the same side effects that her brother was finding out, and he just said, you know, I don't want to authorize this food or approve this food. This is dangerous. And basically they just ignored everything he said and continued making it.
Well, you know that all of the corn that's out there now, I think it's up to about 85% genetically modified corn. So if you're not buying corn, you know, a lot of people like, you know, popcorn. If you're not buying organic corn, you're buying exactly that. And everything that people are drinking at these fast food chains or all these soda pops, they've replaced sugar with corn syrup. Corn syrup is genetically modified. It's very, very cheap. Yeah. And people are dosing up on, you know, it's corn syrup. I mean, and fructose is another poison that the body handles, if I remember correctly, like alcohol. It can't do anything with it. It stores it in the liver, and it's a tremendous burden on the liver. And all of these things are in those soda pops that, you know, they drive through. They get a 16-ounce, a 32-ounce. You know, they may drink them once, twice, three times a day. And these people are going to be sicker than sick. You know,
well,
gain weight.
That's the same too, yeah.
Just, you know, and if you look at labels in the store, because the power is in what you purchase and what you don't purchase. If the stores can't sell the food, they're not going to put it on the shelves anymore, period. So if you're reading things that are full of this genetically modified corn, you better think twice. Yeah. You better think twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I encourage folks to watch that movie, Food Incorporated.
You will
be amazed when they start talking, what is it, 80,000 different products that they've created?
Oh, there's so much in that movie. I need to see it about three or four more times.
Yeah, that's conservative, Don, at least. It,
yeah, well.
In reality, because, and the rest of the world, in fact, has shunned this entire thing. It's not really genetically mutated crops and food because it's not really food. It's synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Because every bit of it's been adulterated with organic fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides, even though, well, it's Roundup Ready. Well, yeah, well, does that give you a clue why bugs won't eat this stuff?
or why you can't use the soil anymore?
Why you can't use the soil anymore? But it's just a continuum. And you talk about high fructose corn syrup, Eve, and that's deadly. I think that's the habinger of most of the cases of intestinal problems, including colon cancer. Look at the level of colon cancer. But listen, that's a big industry. Colonoscopy, all that stuff, you know, removing them polyps if you got them. And if you've been drinking high fructose corn syrup, you've got those. So it's just,
right.
And if you've been eating this genetically mutated food, or feeding it to rats, you know, well, they've got a pharmaceutical drug now that cleans and clears all that stuff out, just like heart Drano, you know. You just take these drugs. It's a big industry. What are you complaining about? It's jobs.
Yes.
That's the insanity we're faced with.
Well, you know, this oxymoron of a Senate bill, and I say oxymoron because we've got a Hegelian dialectical argument accusing us of not being able to grow healthy food in our own home gardens with love and care and knowledge and the proper nutrition to the plants and the soil and proper preparation as well and proper digestion. And they're going to tell us our foods aren't safe, but theirs are. Seems there's a problem here. Seems that people should be outraged by the language that they're using, if nothing else. Not to mention what they intend to do with this legislation, should it pass, you know, through the Senate. It's amazing.
And you can call in and you can protest and you can get really chauncey with one of those bots that are supposed to be someone that you can call in and line up your protest and do all. It makes no difference whatsoever. Just take a Republican, T-Berry, here in Ohio, voting for the food safety bill, and this man's he's got enough nerve, in fact, to send out letters for re-election into this area. I just hope Ohio hasn't ingested that much tap water and toothpaste and genetically mutated foods that their brain is so fogged down. Of course, it's the chemtrails too. That'll just do a really nifty job on your brain because you can't think straight. So they just continue. They just continue this cycle of malfeasance and genocide. That's all it's designed to do. It's to hurry up and make you old and decrepit, even though you're not. You're only 38 years old, and you're having heart attacks. You're having heart transplants. What is wrong with this picture? Well, it's because that's what the plan is to slowly slaughter this population. And if they can get away with it in these United States by dumbing us down to a point where we will allow them to do anything they want. And Don, it's not that they, in fact, are telling us that their foods are safe to eat. They're not telling us. As a matter of fact, I understand there's, in fact, indications that you can't say anything that would be representation of negative about genetically mutated foodstuffs, any of it, in the food that you ingest. You can't say anything about that on the label. You can't make any reference to it. It's just, that's the way it is. Well, that's old Walter Concrete, and he spent a lot of time at Bohemian Grove himself. But see, it's just this insane wicket that this stuff just continues to pull up from.
Did you call him Walter Concrete?
Walter Concrete. That's
okay.
The way it is.
Yeah.
And it's in your face, and you're not supposed to ask any questions. Just eat your food and have your appendix rupture because you ate too much of that daggone soybean stuff. Hey, here, don't you think you maybe lay off that? Did you notice the incidents here recently? I have.
Mm-hmm.
can't recite numbers, but of emergency appendectomies. It just seems like you eat a lot of soybeans, all of a sudden that just really impacts your appendix to a point where they have to have an emergency removal.
Yes.
Well, you know, cows, there was another movie I saw on PBS that was another excellent documentary. These young men went out and thought they were going to be farmers and, you know, just test the waters out. It was an experiment, and they were college kids, and they documented this. Anyway, the bottom line here is just, you know, they grew their crop, which was corn, subsidized by the government, that if they sold it at the price that, you know, they could get for it on the market at that time, they lost money, okay? But the bottom line here is they visited the farmers that already were growing the corn crops. The farmers wouldn't eat the corn. They said it tasted like crap, and they wouldn't eat it. But they were growing it so it could be fed to all the farm animals. Now, get this. They take one of the cows, and they physically showed this. A cow has two stomachs because mm-hmm. they're supposed to be eating grass, all right, to digest the grass to make the milk. Mm-hmm. They put probes into the stomach, and a poor cow has to stand there, and the scientist is testing the stomachs to see how things are going on.
That's in Food Corporate.
Of about 21 months, the cow's stomach is ulcerated because of the corn that the genetically modified corn. One, they're not supposed to be eating corn. Two, it's genetically modified. And they have to kill the cow before they're 21 months because the stomach is so ulcerated from the food the synthetic food that they're feeding this poor animal that it's not going to live. This was in the research in this documentary.
Yeah, that's in Food Incorporated, in fact. The guy says, he was asked by the journalist, does this cause any discomfort to the cow? Oh, no. And you can look at the cow's face and tell it's not enjoying the procedure. You know, they went around the other end of the cow and showed it. Oh, it's disgusting what's going on.
And it's the glyphosate that comes out of the Roundup Ready corn that, in fact, causes that ulceration. But then the genetic mutation, in fact, takes its premier position, in fact, being able to eradicate the natural microfolia that exist in the stomach and the intestines in particular, but not just cows, humans as well. And by the way, that ulcerated stomach that you just described, Eve, that also became food.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's all good.
But you know, when you're doing that type of farming, you have to stick them with all kinds of antibiotics, and then you still get pus in the milk, and the FDA allows a thimbleful of pus per gallon of milk.
When I heard about that, I just stopped drinking milk. Period.
Yeah, it's something like 400 times the allowable amount that they're actually allowing in it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
but no raw milk. Don't you dare drink raw milk.
Yeah.
It might make you better.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eve, listen, I got
to
let you go.
Have green grass.
Yeah, Eve, I've got to let you go. We're coming to the end of our show, but I want to thank you for your comments and calling in great information on that documentary film, too.
All right. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Have a good evening.
You, too.
You, too. Thank you, Eve.
Well, Dr. Mike, you see, there are people out there that are awake and passionate about this and knowledgeable about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need more Eves.
We need more Eves.
And some Adams, too.
We need a whole bunch more Adams and Eves. And Don, we just get this information out one show at a time. Because I know Eve, in fact, I can just see it now. She's armed with all this information, and she's going to tell somebody because she's figured out a way of doing this, like the chemtrails, just putting a little bit of information out there and letting people, in fact, be drawn to it because they notice they too observe the same types of things that are going on in their life every day, but they don't know where it's coming from. Well, it's there to, in fact, to gain a response and get a lot of action, but I just try to emphasize all you can in where the location that you're at across this great, once great nation, and still is with the majority of the populace that's here. Look at how your congressman voted on this food safety bill this past year. And if they voted for the food safety bill, can them. I'm telling you, that's the only way you're going to survive is to get rid of these beings. They're not really humans, people, but yeah, they are there.
For that matter, if they voted for the war in Iraq or Afghanistan or illegal immigration, vote them out for that, too. Or for the bailout. Let's not just look at one issue. Look at all of them.
Right. And T. Berry voted for the bailout, and then he voted against it. Well, I mean, these people are just—they're just a mockery of what you would call justice in any way or representation of anything. And in fact, I want them out of there. I want the vast majority of them arrested. I still want to form a posse and go after these people and have them arrested. Why wasn't those Goldman Sachs dudes, in fact, marshaled up right by the MAA today while they were testifying before the Senate? Why didn't that happen?
They all have accounts with them.
Exactly. Thank you, sir.
I mean, what else you got to say? They're all in bed with them. No doubt about it. Absolutely no doubt about it. We've been reporting that on this show for nearly 3 years, and I've been writing about it longer. Dr. Castle, we're out of time. I want to let you and our listeners know that I'm going to have Dr. B. Sirius on the show tomorrow. And he is Sirius, by the way. He's a former record producer, but he's also quite knowledgeable in the area of parasites and the foods that can get you back on your feet and back to sound health. And if you haven't heard him, you need to listen to tomorrow night's show. In fact, in light of the two shows that we've already done this week, this is just a great sequence of shows. He has some wonderful information that basically shows you exactly what you should be eating, and he'll tell you why as well. So I want to thank you, Dr. Mike. I want to encourage people to go to my website, directlightproductions.com. Click on the documents page and read the white papers I have posted there from Dr. Mike Castle. Mike, thank you for being on the show tonight, and I look forward to your next appearance in the month of May.
Well, thank you, Don, very much. I always enjoy your show. It brings out all these things at a late hour here, but at the same time, it's early in the evening, but you're always digging up something that exposes their backside, and that's one of the things that I love about you and your show is that you do that so masterfully. I know that there's going to be more and more and more revelations come out about just what we're eating, what we should eat, what we shouldn't eat, and all this just goes forward. And there's a whole crowd of people that arrives every day at this place that they don't want to be. Because it's something that's going to have to be, you're going to have to deal with this one way or the other. You either deal with it now or your kids will after they bury you. So, Don, I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show tonight. And I will be on Dr. A. Truott's show Friday, co-hosting that with my guest, Dr. Gwen Scott. So we're going to be talking about lots of stuff there also. Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Don.
Okay. Yes, and that's on Republic Broadcasting Network, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, Eastern, 1 to 3 Central, noon to 2 Mountain, and 11 to 1 Pacific time. There we go. I got it right. Okay, folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. And I'd like to thank Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com for broadcasting this show as well. Special thanks to Don Newsom on the sound tonight. Great sound, Don. Also, Eve, for calling in and sharing that information with us. I also want to personally thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Again, join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be Dr. B. Sirius. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.